Well, good evening, everyone. It's a blessing to be here. I've never been here before, never, not one time. So there's probably a lot of faces that I don't know. And you probably don't know us either. So it's Tyler Raymer. He's the responsibility for letting us in here. So you, Tyler's been my brother-in-law for a little while, not sure how long, but it's been a blessing in our family. So this evening, we would desire to bless you with a few words of truth in the songs that will be sung. Our desire is that you could be encouraged, blessed, maybe you'll be challenged. Because as I thought about it before, all of us have one goal, and that's to make it to the end. The Bible says that he who endures until the end shall be saved. And it's early in my Christian life, I didn't really, people told us that, and we were quite on fire and wasn't quite able to see that there's an enduring that takes place. There's a faithfulness. Here we are. But the Lord has led us for about 20 years, and he's been faithful. And I pray that we can be faithful to him as well. And pray that you could be a blessing to you and encouragement, especially the young people here. I don't know how many young people are here from the church or how many is here. I have no idea. And I have no idea where you're at spiritually or whatever. But we actually heard it today. A brother shared it today. You know, that next generation, you as the next generation of young people, if you don't come along behind what your ministry, what your parents are teaching and endeavoring to teach you, if you're unwilling to do that, the church will go down. It will suffer. It will suffer. So I want to encourage you as young people, take it serious, and serve the Lord with gladness and sing with joy. Sing. Singing is a blessing. My own life, I grew up with, I was heavily into country music, and then we was converted and got into kind of gospel country. But then for the first time, I remember I heard a cappella the first time. And that was a blessing. I knew that is what we want. That is what we want. And it still is. It's still the most beautiful instrument that God has ever created, and you all have one. So let us sing, and may the Lord bless you. Pray for us.
Thank you. good evening to everyone. This last song that we sang here says that God is, some of the words I think is, mercy and truth are all his ways. And verse that I was thinking about last while is in Proverbs. Says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So there's a, you know, there's sometimes a tendency for us as people to maybe lean towards mercy, and we can possibly err on the side of truth at times. Or maybe there's people that have a tendency of being strong on truth and struggle with showing mercy to people. But God, in all his ways, he is mercy and truth. And that's a thought that has been a blessing to me. And if we look at the life of Jesus, his life was a life of mercy and truth. He didn't compromise truth, but he didn't do it in a harsh or criticizing way. And it says here, mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. And that was in the life of Jesus. Another verse I read this morning that blessed me, it says, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part, thou would make me to know wisdom. So I was just blessed with those thoughts, and may God bless each one of you.
Spacious firmament on high.
couple of these songs this evening that we sang and will sing. The next one is called The Stars Declare His Glory. How many of you heard of that? Anybody? Not from our church, but anybody heard that song before? Anyways, we sang back here on the spacious firmament on high. I appreciate these words every time I sing it. But soon as the evening shades prevail, the moon takes up the wondrous tale, and nightly to the listening earth repeats the story of her birth. Whilst all the stars that round her burn and all the planets in their turn confirm the tidings as they roll and spread the truth from pole to pole. Then it says, what though in solemn silence all move round the dark terrestrial ball? What though no real voice nor sound amidst their radiant orbs be found? Like no real voice or sound. No sound comes from up there when they're shining. But in reason's ear, they all rejoice and utter forth a glorious voice, forever singing as they shine, the hand that made us is divine. And it's a beautiful creation. Is so divine. It's so perfect. So the next song will be about that as well. So listen to the words.
Good evening, everyone. It's good to be here this evening. This next song we're going to sing, it's a song of warning, but it's also a song of encouragement. It's a song with the promises of God in it. We know that God cannot lie. I'll read the song here. It says, as for you, my son, know the God of your fathers. Serve him with a loyal heart and a willing mind, for the Lord searches all hearts and understands all thoughts.
And I know in our people here, conservative people, it can be easy to hide behind just the right dress, and we know the right things to say, and we can sometimes hide a heart of rebellion into that. But the Bible, the song here, it says that God, he searches all hearts, he understands all thoughts, and he wants a loyal heart and a willing mind to serve him. Song goes on, it says, if you seek him, you will be found by him. He will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you out forever. So we know that if we seek the Lord with a true heart, he will be found by us. But if we reject him, if he's calling us to do something, calling us to salvation or repentance of some sin in our life, and we reject that, he will cast us out forever. But it goes on, it says, as for you, my son, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord God will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. And it finishes with the words, be strong. And I just read yesterday in Romans 8 where it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ, or tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so this evening as we sing this song, the music, it goes with the words really well. Just remember that if we reject God, he will cast us out forever. But if we seek him, he will be found by us. And he will give us the strength to endure whatever we have to. He will never forsake us. This next song, it starts, each verse starts with the words, "Which way shall I take?" There's a path that leadeth to destruction, and then there's a path that leadeth to life everlasting. The path and the path of destruction, Satan offers us only things that'll last only for but for a moment. He offers us like riches and fame, but it, along with that, it comes troubles and sorrows. And the path of everlasting life, there is peace and joy. So it's greater riches, such greater than anything that Satan can offer. So just asking, which way will you take?
Me on this song, it was the last line. It says, "Which way shall I take? I'm a stranger from home, and sin has enticed me and caused me to roam. My fortune, my all, for one gleam of light that will banish this darkness and lead me aright. This is the way to life. The Lord Jesus Christ, He alone is the way. And He'll save you from sin if you come into Him. He'll keep you and guide you to endless day. And maybe there's someone in here that's dealing with sin in their lives. I just want to encourage you to repent and give your life to Jesus.
This next song we're going to sing asks us a question: whom will you serve? First one says, why do you choose to live this life so all alone? Why do you choose to reach for things you'll never find? What is really worth a life without a loving Father? Your life is full but never knew such emptiness. Your soul in search for what has never yet been found. You look for love, you look for joy, you look for peace. Friend, turn your eyes toward the Lamb. Then verse 2 leaves us with the answer: to truly know the peaceful rest your soul so longs for, you must by faith throw down your life, the cross embrace. You will never know true peace without a full surrender. As you by faith lay down your life and sacrifice, the peaceful calm, the healing balm within your lonely heart, O healing love, fulfilling joy, such restful peace. Friend, isn't it time to make the choice? May God bless you as you listen to the songs.
The words of this song really blessed me. Why do you reach for things you'll never find? Your life is full, but never knew such emptiness. Your soul in search for what has never yet been found. You look for love, you look for joy, you look for peace. Friend, isn't it time to make the choice? Where it says you look for love, you look for joy, you look for peace. First of all, it says your soul in search for what has never yet been found. I was just thinking there's no fulfillment in play, in work, in sports. We all have to make a decision who we're going to serve. That's all I have.
My house, some Israel.
Stafford was a successful attorney and real estate investor who lost a fortune in the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. Around that same time, his beloved 4-year-old son died of scarlet fever. So, thinking a vacation might do his family some good, he sent his wife Anna and 4 daughters on a ship bound to Paris, planning to join them after he had finished some pressing duties at home. However, while on the ship named the while crossing the Atlantic Ocean at 2 o'clock in the morning, the passengers were jolted awake from their slumber. Despite a clear, starry sky, the Ville du Havre inexplicably collided with the Loch Earn, an iron-hulled Scottish clipper. Many passengers leapt into the icy waters, lifeboats quickly filled with people. Anna tried desperately to keep her children together, but in the confusion, they all became separated. More than 200 people lost their lives, including the 4 Spafford daughters. Later, Anna was found unconscious, but alive, floating on a wooden plank. When the ship docked in Wales, Anna sent a telegram to her husband. It read, "Saved alone, what shall I do?" Horatio immediately set sail from New York. He wrote to a friend, "There is just one thing that has become magnificently clear. I must not lose faith." Captain of the ship summoned Mr. Spafford to the foredeck. By their calculations, they were near the very place where the Ville du Havre had gone down, taking with it Horatio's 4 daughters, now resting some 3 miles below. But, however, Horatio refused to look down. Instead, he gazed out across the rolling waves and up into the moonlit sky, and it was there and then that he began to formulate a simple expression of his faith. Words that would later become a well-beloved hymn. Because of Jesus and through His Spirit, He has given us the power to rise above tragedy. Whenever and however we suffer our own night of sorrow, God's love can and does shine in the darkness. Hope can heal the wounded soul. And with that blessed hope of heaven as our goal, we can join with saints and with angels singing, it is well with my soul.
Not clouds be rolled back as a scroll. story that my brother just shared on Horatio Spafford has been a blessing to me recently. I've been thinking about it in my life. It seems like he went through so much tragedy. He lost many loved ones, and yet his main focus was to not lose faith in God. And sometimes in my life, I think that a great tragedy in my life, it's easier for me to trust God when it's harder for me to trust God when he allows suffering or pain or trials to do his perfect work in me and make me more like him. So it was a blessing to me to remind me of that story and to, yeah, whatever we are facing in my life or your life, may we not lose faith in God.
That's so true. That he said something in that story. He said, our night of sorrow. And most of us will have that in our lives. There's something someday, somewhere. If you haven't had it yet, that's a tremendous blessing. But most likely, if we're Christians, we will have our night of sorrow. And there's where the Lord wants to work with us.
To Christ, there I shall rest forever. Yeah, I really appreciated the words of this last song we just sang. It says to send forth thy spirit. It's a plea and a appeal to God, a prayer asking him for his spirit. There's a verse in Luke 11, verse 13. It says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And this song just asks, come thou Spirit. It's a begging to the Lord for his spirit. And, you know, after we make that choice in the beginning, we choose to serve the Lord, then, and we cry out to the Lord for his spirit, he will send it, and he will send us strength. He will expand our hearts with faith in his holy name, and thereby we can have peace like a river.
So we have two little short songs, almost like one song. Then after that, we'll close it. I guess we'll turn it over to whomsoever. We'll just wait here. So.